Have you been thinking about creating an online course, but you're not sure where to get started? This is what we're going over today. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I support small business owners with the back-end systems and setup tasks that they don't have time to do so they can focus on growing their businesses and serving their clients. So, online courses seem like a hot thing to do right now, right? But how do you actually get started in creating one? So there are some important things to consider when you're creating an online course. First of all, do you already have a lot of content that you could put into a course? Do you have too much content for one course? And do you already have a set process that you walk a lot of your clients through? These can be great places to start. So first of all, if you already have a set kind of foundational process that you walk your clients through, this might be a good thing to turn into a course if you haven't already, because this is something standard that you may want videos or worksheets or other things for anyway that you can give to clients. And this also is something that you probably are pretty passionate about, have a lot of knowledge about, and probably have a lot of content for already. Now, one thing to consider with online courses is the high rate of people who don't actually finish them. And part of the problem with this is that so many courses out there have too much content. I know that you know a lot and you want to give a lot of value and you want to give people as much as possible in your course. However, if you are able to simplify the process into actionable, small little bite-sized chunks, they're more likely to finish it. And if you have that much content that you're just going to overwhelm them, that means you may need multiple courses. So the next thing to consider is, what are people asking you about all the time? What are common questions that you're answering for clients or common things that you're walking them through that keep coming up again and again? Because this might be something to turn into a course so that you have that answer to that question readily available. Now, another thing to consider is if you have some sort of membership or group program. Again, you may just want to develop that foundational kind of introduction that everyone should go through when they're starting that process with you, so that everyone's starting with the same information and they're starting from the same point. So how do you go about putting a course together? Now, the good news is you do not have to have the entirety of the content done before you create your course or before your course goes live. With course creators, this is a spot where people often get stuck because it is a lot of content for you to generate, especially if you're doing video and things like that, because it's hard for people to help you with that. They can't be you on camera. So a good thing to keep in mind is that you can go one lesson at a time or one module at a time, and you just have to stay ahead of where people are at, and you can create your course over time. Or you can get started with very basic things, a couple of YouTube videos and maybe a Google Drive for some documents, and get that out in the world and get people going through it. And then as you refine it and as you get further into your business, you can turn that into a more formal course on a formal course platform later. So don't let the overwhelm of creating the course stop you from actually doing it. If you're looking for a more formal course platform, I recommend ones like Thinkific, Teachable, or Kajabi. They are some pretty popular platforms with some pretty robust features. Some of them have higher learning curves than others, but I encourage you to take a look at what's out there. They have some free trials, or on Thinkific, you can even have one course for free on there without having to upgrade to a higher level. So check out the platform, see what works for you and your learning style, and go from there. If you have any questions, please let me know down in the comments. Don't forget to subscribe and share this video with another business owner who might enjoy it. I will see you soon.